Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Friday, September 8th, World Wrestling Entertainment is back. Witness WWE NXT live at the Meridian Center. See the glorious NXT champ Bobby Roode kick a man in the face. Will the undefeated Asuka continue her reign of terror and kick her opponent in the face? Terror will be unleashed by the root of all evil, Aleister Black. Watch live as he tears his opponents apart and wait for it, kicks him in the face!
You know they do more than kick people in the face.
Oh, you mean like...
Suplex, powerbomb, body slam, DDT, super kick!
I thought he wanted a super kick. Well, Friday, September 8th, 7:30 p.m., World Wrestling Entertainment comes back to the Garden City, NXT Live. Good night, annoying announcer. Good night, super kick.
This podcast is a proud member of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Visit us today at poipodcast.com.
You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Warning! Listener discretion is advised.
That means there's a lot of fucking swearing.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lannister. And you're watching Jackass.
That was a good face.
Was it really?
That was a good face.
It was really good. I'm very impressed with myself.
That was almost the face that you make when we're here in our studio in my apartment.
Oh my god, he actually did the head shake. Head shake. Head yes, shake. For head two! Shake. For two!
The head shake.
What game?
Of Thrones.
No. What game did I reference there? What's up, a brick? No good! You never play NBA Jam?
No.
Really?
Never.
So much judgment is happening, right? Really?
Back when I was a kid, I used to have this game called Rap Jam.
Def Jam?
No, it was called Rap Jam. It was basketball that was like 2-on-2 or 3-on-3. Really? And it was with rappers.
Oh my god, really? You ever played Def Jam?
You could be Onyx. You could be like...
Onyx?
You could be like Lil' Kim. Oh yeah, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes was tall.
Hmm.
It was quite the interesting game. Hmm. So, there we go.
Text.
So bring us back to your, I'm Jamie Lannister and you're watching Jackass.
So, listen, you know what? What's entertaining? You ever watch Kenny Rogers Jackass?
Kenny Rogers Jackass, yes. Is that the one where you did the milk challenge, dairy challenge?
Yep. My name is Kenny Rogers and this is Bat in the Face. They threw a baseball bat at him in the face.
That was Mad TV, wasn't it?
Yes, that would be Mad TV, and that was the greatly talented...
Is that Will Sasso?
Oh, shit. Will Sasso.
He is talented.
He is. You ever see a Schwarzenegger video of him driving around everywhere?
Yes.
That was great.
Those are hilarious.
Pew, pew, pew. Get the bomb. Get out to the airport.
Did he do... Yeah, he also does Lemons.
He also did the best version of Steven Seagal ever
to exist.
I have to
say, the Vine videos of the Lemons are the best.
I've never seen the Lemon
video. You haven't seen Lemons?
No.
Oh, we'll do that on break. It's well worth it.
Dan.
Lemons?
You seem like a fairly intelligent person.
Yes.
I would say you're probably one of the strongest people I know when it comes to Game of Thrones knowledge.
Yes.
One. AJ can probably rival you because you didn't read the books.
I want to wait until the series is over to read the books.
Okay. So AJ kind of got you beat there.
Yes.
But I mean, if I had this conversation with AJ, it'd be, he would just say the guy was a fucking idiot, which is a given because it's AJ.
Yes.
But what in the blue hell was Jamie Lannister doing going, all right, so we got the dragon down. I'm not going to jump too far ahead. This is the only part that really bothers me right now. There's a dragon. He is now on the ground. I can attack him. So I pick up a pole arm.
Yes.
And now, he may not be going for the dragon.
He's going for Daenerys because Daenerys stepped off of the dragon.
So be it. And he rushes at her.
Yes.
From a good distance. Yes. Let's say a football field. I think that's still generous.
Very generous.
Very generous. And how did he think in this world that the dragon would go, oh, look at that.
Achoo. And you got extra crispy.
Well, he didn't. Brom saved it. Was that Brom?
It was Brom.
It was, of course, yes. It was fucking Brom.
They did a still by still of it, and you didn't see the person, but you saw the person behind them with the fingerless gloves, which Brom was wearing.
Brom's such a badass character. Wants his fucking castle.
Does.
Give him his fucking castle.
He goes, how about that one? He wants Castle Rock.
No, he wanted Highgarden. He wanted Highgarden. They're like, no, you don't want that one. Why not? Well, you know, they're going to just take it back when they get here. Oh, good. You want to leave any sentries or anything there?
Have you heard of Sir Bronn from the Blackwater?
The Blackwater. So
yeah, that was pretty stupid, but I could see the fact that if he could have gotten to Daenerys and stabbed her, there you go, the war's over.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
But what percentage, and I'm going to break this down to nonsense, do you think he had in actually landing this death blow?
You have a puncher's chance.
Like that's not even Rocky Balboa chance.
No.
This dragon is like beefed up on fucking steroids.
But also stuck with a metal stick.
Well, he did get shot by like a ballista type of giant fucking crossbow thingamajig.
Big bolt.
Like a bolton?
Large crossbow bolt.
To the, was it the shoulder? Do dragons have shoulders?
Do they have shoulders?
I don't know.
Maybe to like the meaty wing part. Like if let's say the dragon has a chicken wing. What part of the chicken wing is it? Is it the drum?
That's a big chicken wing. Flat? Like, I mean, if you're going to eat a dragon, I mean, well, the chicken wing part would be kind of meaty.
What if
I mean,
chickens were bigger than a man? That'd be a big ass wing.
It would take a really long time to cook. Where are you going to get a deep fryer this big to cook a wing?
If wings were that big, we could find one.
Well, we would have to turn like a... You can't even turn a fucking like above ground pool into it because it would melt the pool.
But if you did it with the steel, could.
That's a lot of steel that you're pretty much using like the steel of like three different cars to make a giant deep fry. And where are you going to get all this oil?
But that's a big wing. There's oil. There's oil.
There's oil. We're going to find the oil. I guess you clearly seen the movie. There will be blood. So that's the first thing. Second, very important question to you. Where's the other two dragons? Are they on sabbatical?
Oh, well, the other two dragons are not really as tame as that dragon is.
So they were just like, hey, Big Brother gets to go, you know, burn some people and shit, and we just got to sit here and pull our pud?
They were just kind of hanging out back in the farm.
The farm?
Because of the cost of the CGI.
Oh, my God.
I did hear that the reason why, like, the direwolf ghost.
Yeah.
Is just hanging out at the wall right now, not with Jon Snow anymore.
Is the CGI on a wolf?
The CGI on the wolf is very difficult to do.
What?
That's what I read.
Like,
it was from the internet, and you know the internet never lies.
That's how it started World War II.
Fucking right.
So the episode's called, we'll kind of back it up because I know we jumped ahead. It was a scorpion ballista, so it was on the right path. It's the name of the weapon, and it was a bolt. Also correct. There you go.
Fucking bolts.
So let's just do a quick overview.
You say bolt lost.
Bolt in.
He lost in 100 meters.
Oh, God, that's right,
in
he
third
did.
Place.
Well, it has to come to an end eventually. You know, yes, it can't be the greatest in the world all the time.
No.
So,
unless you're us, of course.
I don't want to go that far ahead. I don't want to, you know, egos and stuff.
The bell. Okay. So, going back to, are we going to recap?
Yeah, we are.
Or do we want to just go on our favorite moments of the episode?
Well, we'll just do a quick recap. I mean, which will lead to our favorite, whatever.
Yes.
So, the episode's called The Spoils of War. Huge indication shit's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Arya returns to Winterfell where she's reunited with Sansa.
Yep, and yet another
spars with Brienne.
Just kind of a ho hum. The spar with Brienne was fucking awesome.
That was awesome because she learned a lot from Brienne, but then learned even more from the man who has no face. Or how's that guy? What was his name?
Faceless Man.
Faceless Man. I was close.
Who did you learn this from? No one.
Well, that's the truth.
Yes,
it's the truth. And then the High Sparrow unemotionally bids farewell to Meera. We're talking about Bronn Flakes. He's no longer Legs McGillicuddy. He's been upgraded
to
Wheels McGillicuddy. God. Divulging he's no longer the boy she accompanied through the north.
He's trying to become Professor X.
No.
Wheeling around in the chair Professor thinking about
X shit. Had feelings. He's like, he's really turning into High Sparrow. I'm really not liking this.
He has High Sparrowed out a lot of scenes.
The three-eyed raven. No, three-eyed crow or three-eyed raven?
Three-eyed raven.
Three-eyed raven.
Yes.
Look at my eyebrows. Like, his eyebrows are more of a caterpillar than Daenerys's. You see those fucking things? They're getting angry. I just restarted Game of Thrones because I'm going to have it finished by the time the season ends. And he looks like a completely different kid.
Yeah.
Completely. Except for his eyebrows. The eyebrows are dicky boy.
I mean, what, 7-8 years ago? And he's grown. You know, young Bran has grown. And now he's just monotone meh.
Yeah, really.
I am the three-eyed raven. Your horrible acting is destroying the saga.
Yes, that was a vibrator. Anyways, what? That was more entertaining. Littlefinger, which maybe you can try to explain this to me, presents Bran Flakes with the dagger that was nearly used to assassinate him previously. Is that to stir the pot?
That is to stir the pot because he has something behind it. However,
what is it?
I don't think he realized the fact that Bran knows everything that has happened or will happen.
But he said he didn't know who gave him the dagger.
He's just playing dumb.
Clearly playing dumb because he's the one who lost the dagger to Jaime Lannister. Tyrion Lannister.
He says he gave the dagger to Tyrion.
Because he lost it in the bet.
It all came out the last episode. Not that part. That was the part with... Never mind. I was wrong. I was talking about the old lady who was behind the death of Joffrey.
Oh, I thought you meant Bojangles.
Bojangles.
I remember Bojangles.
Yes.
Didn't make it. Cersei promises the Iron Bake a full return on the investment because obviously they took over Highgarden, so they're taking all the money back from Highgarden.
Yes.
Which everyone's just like, that's cool. That's cool. Like, whatever. I mean.
But now all of the spoils of war has been exploded by one simple word. Drakkaris.
Huh?
Drakkaris.
Huh?
That's what Daenerys says to the dragon to breathe the fire.
Okay, well, you're too far. You're too far. You forgot. They still had to go mine the dragon glass.
Oh, yeah. They mined the dragon glass and saw the...
And then realized that the first man in the Children of the Forest joined forces against the undead.
Yes.
That's pretty much they're kind of, you know, grabbing the head of your dick and going, next season. It's what's happening. They're giving you that little bit of a tease right there. It's like, let me just rub it a little bit, just so you know that there's going to be a lot of death.
It is. You know that there's going to be more, but I totally thought there would be a lot more death. There was death, but there's no significant death.
But Daenerys, back to your point, gets pissed off because she finds out the Casterly Rock was just a Lannister decoy, lost a lot of her army, and she's just downright pissed.
Yes.
So then the dragon, blah, 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 fire, blah, 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 death, blah, 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 bolt.
Well, you have all the talk of if you just go castle and destroy everyone, then you're just going to be one of the same.
But, I mean, she didn't.
So she didn't. She just went to destroy an army.
Well, it's not like I think what Tyrion was trying to get across is like, oh, you're going to probably kill some innocents. Not what she did. She's like, fuck this. The army was not near Highgarden. Those motherfuckers became bacon crisps.
Yep.
And, I mean, about time. I'm not saying the season was slow, because it really hasn't been that slow. But it's nice to finally see the dragons do something to the point of you going, holy shit.
And
they get also, that holy shit chant.
After seeing that episode, when I grow up, I want to be Dothraki.
Really?
Those guys fucking kick ass. Riding the horses and jumping off of them. They're fucking crazy.
Now, only if Jason Momoa's character was still alive. He was such a badass character.
Yeah, but now he's Aquaman.
Yeah, and he's now chasing after Jaime Lannister as he sinks. Which leads it back to the point where now Lannister was knocked off the horse before the dragon turned him into bacon.
Yes. Wait a second. There was one important part that we missed. One important part.
Waiting.
It is when Jon Snow is with Daenerys and says, I will fight with you to fight the White Walkers. Bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
If you bend the knee, is your pride bend too much? Bend
the knee. That is such, it's already a meme. Like, it's all over the place bend right the now. Knee. Bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
Bending my knee. Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying bend the knee.
I would have a hard time because I got bad knees, eh?
You do have bad knees.
I do.
I'm not going to ask you any further why you have bad knees, because it's going to lead to a very awkward conversation, and we are making eye contact.
I'll leave it as a secret.
Well, you got to work for those wooden nickels somehow.
I was young. I was in college.
So Drogon is wounded by the bolt from Bronn, manning the scorpion ballista, while Jaime tries to attack Daenerys. Back to the whole, my name is Jaime, and this is Jackass. Like, everyone's like, what are you doing? Even Tyrion's like, you fucking idiot.
Run away.
I think he actually said that word. Yeah. I think he actually said, you fucking idiot.
Pretty much.
Like,
pretty much.
He's got one hand. He's got a pull arm.
Like one hand and a spear.
And a pull arm. He's like, I can put her down. Okay, let's say he killed Daenerys. Let's say he did. What do you think the dragon's going to do? Just going to go, well, you kind of killed that human that rides my back. Rides the scales and no one asks questions about that.
If he rides on his horse, gada, stabs Daenerys, credits roll up, show's over. That would be almost like in Empire Strikes Back when Luke gets his hand chopped off and he jumps down the Cloud City thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he missed that little chute that allowed him and just went down to his death, there you go. Star Wars over.
Yeah, that would have been really good. They would have wrapped up the whole franchise right there. Would have been
the same thing, how it should have ended.
I mean, so the episode was pretty good.
It was great.
Which leads to a lot of questions now. Daenerys is pissed.
Yes.
So this is the first of many attacks. You have three episodes left in this season.
There better be death.
Still no death. The Deadpool. Well, we have one person who is winning because they picked the Sand Snake. So there's only one point really right now in the Deadpool.
Was that the Sand Snake that was in the pool?
Yes.
Shit.
So I'm starting to get worried. I'm starting to get worried right now. Like, we have Jaime's not dead.
No.
He's sinking to the bottom of the ocean or whatever, which is really weird because he's running across and it's like there was this huge drop.
Where was the ocean?
Yeah, like how did he go from riding like level in the water to like, oh my god, suddenly there's a giant lake.
If it was just there's a big lake right next to him.
But still, it wouldn't just like drop. And normally it just kind of sinks down slowly. It was just
like a little river or stream.
I mean, they're not obviously doing it to kind of like tickle the balls of everybody, but still, even the problem is
tickle the balls. Say my name.
What?
Tickle the balls.
So Wikipedia has confirmed that Bronn tackles him into the river.
Yes.
But where both are weighted down by their armor. However, Bronn was not sinking, only Jaime was. Yes, because
Bronn was not wearing plate mail armor. Bronn wears.
So is it going to be Aquaman that swims down and brings Jaime back up?
We're going to have to tune in next week to see.
You know what?
Brings it back to everyone's favorite character who's going to have the big arms.
Huh?
Gendry.
Oh, Gendry! He was mentioned. He's alive.
Rowing still.
I don't understand it.
Well, that's what they do. They can't talk about all the characters all the time. So Gendry got to take a few years off, like 3 or 4, and row a boat, like Hot Pie. Greatest character in Hot Pies. Best character ever.
Why does he make Hot Pies?
Because his name's Hot Pie.
I mean,
like that sounds like a name we'd give him.
His name is just Hot Pie, dude. It's
Hot Pie.
It's really not that great.
Not Popeye. Hot Pie.
So, what's your prediction for next week?
Prediction for next week, I'm going next to week. Say Jaime Lannister will be...
alive.
And a hostage.
A hostage, you say? A
hostage. Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that. He already did the hostage game.
I know. He's going to be a hostage again.
He's going to chop off his other hand.
So, why is he going to be a hostage?
Uh-huh.
So they can be a trade. A trade. Yara. Aw.
Mm-hmm.
For Jaime. Trade.
Maybe. And then this will start. I don't know. I'm not feeling
and,
it.
And, you know, well, I expect so it. Much more for the season. And that's going to start the dialogue for everyone to fight the White Walkers together. So I'm going to predict next episode's going to be a High Sparrow. It's going to be a lot of talking.
All right, well, that's pretty much going to be the first part of our podcast to talk about the Game of Thrones. We'll have to tune in next week. Now, you notice that this is airing on Wednesday, and the reason why is that their schedules are just not lining up.
I got to work.
He's got to work.
Yeah.
It's going to go back to Mondays as soon as Game of Thrones is done, because then we'll just do it whatever, whenever.
Yeah.
And ever.
We record.
Amen.
We record for our fans whenever we possibly can, but at the same time. I got to work.
He's got to work. He's got to be that guy that's like, I got to work because, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, no one gives a fuck. Anyway.
Exactly how it sounds.
Does it really sound like that, though?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, well. Goes without saying. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Finally, St. Catharines, Meridian Center, NXT Live. Come see Ontario's own NXT champ, the glorious Bobby Roode, undefeated NXT Women's Champ, Asuka, and the root of all evil, Aleister Black, and other NXT superstars. Friday, September 8th, 7:30 p.m. at the Meridian Center, NXT Live. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.ca. Don't you dare miss it.
Dan, do you feel like a dog at a llama orgy? What would that sound like? That's a horse, dude. Huh. Like, I mean, I hate to break that one to you, but that's really a fucking horse.
Aren't llamas and horses the same thing?
No.
Okay, if the horse had two H's, slightest. Would it be like a llama? A llama.
No.
All right. Are we back?
We're back.
Ah.
I brought us back.
You brought us back.
Brought us back after watching Will Sasso doing his Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation and me trying to understand the concept of why he was using lemons. Still don't know.
Brilliant. Lemons?
Brilliant. So, not much news has happened this week. So, it's a little bit of a slow week for us. So, this podcast is probably going to be wrapped up in the next 8 minutes, which is fine because sometimes having a 1 hour podcast, it's a stretch, right?
Sometimes
a little bit of a stretch. So, let's just talk about the only news that happened this week is that Ryan Reynolds tweeted out a photo of Josh Brolin dressed up as Cable from the next Deadpool movie.
Yes.
Do you know anything about Cable?
No.
Well, that's why you're the con stranger, no?
Exactly.
I mean, you don't know much.
However, the one thing that I do know is the tweeted out photo a lot better than Barf. The character does look badass. And dude, that guy's fucking huge.
He got jacked.
Wasn't he the older brother in the Goonies?
He was.
Yes.
He was. Like, I'm not saying that he was not.
Was his
name
Bran?
I don't know.
It was Bran.
Dude, I honestly don't remember any of that.
Dude, it was Bran. Kind of like fucking.
Just saying, I don't remember
like,
much of that.
Kind of like fucking Game of Thrones.
Okay. So, he got really jacked. And as much as, like you said, we did not appreciate. And it's not a knock on the actor. She just really looks like Barf from Spaceballs.
Yes.
Like, that's just no
it's
way
the
out
eye.
Of it.
It's the eye.
It's the eye that really kind of makes you go, Barf!
Barf!
Barf-o-mew. But Josh
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
AJ stated, though, that he still thinks that Stephen Lang could... I think he would have looked the part more, sure. I just don't think he would have had the acting chops to do it. So, that's... I think Josh Brolin is the better actor between the two. And he's also Thanos, so, I mean, in Avengers
Isn't
movies.
Usually the second role that they end up taking becomes better?
Typically, yes.
Kind of like the Human Torch, now Captain America?
Yes, actually. There and also go. Same thing that Affleck was Daredevil and became the Batman, and just like how Ryan Reynolds was Lantern who became Deadpool.
That's correct.
It all worked out
and
in
like
the end.
How Kick-Ass was Kick-Ass and then became Quicksilver.
No, that one was bad.
You don't like the Quicksilver?
I prefer the other guy's Quicksilver, to be honest with you. Okay. But, funny story about Kick-Ass, is that the main character and his buddy and his best friend in the original one were both Quicksilver.
They're both Quicksilver?
Yep. Yeah, two different Quicksilvers in Days of Future Past and in Avengers.
Yeah.
And it was the same two guys that were best friends in the first Kick-Ass.
So the guy who
and the
was,
second Kick-Ass.
So Kick-Ass was in the Avengers one.
Yes.
And the other guy was in Days of Future Past.
That's right.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Mind blown. Noises.
Noises. So, Dan, something exciting is coming up.
That is correct.
It is glorious.
It is extremely glorious. I finally have my voice back.
It is.
After you may have heard the little bumpers that we have on the podcast.
Well, we do. You've heard both of them.
Yes.
At this point on the show. We want to thank everyone for listening to the show. And we really, 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 Really?
Really?
Want to go get some all-day breakfast?
No.
Come on.
Shame.
I'm actually kind of hungry, though. I haven't eaten since, like, 6. Anyways, what was I saying now? Oh, yes. So we have a friend who approached us. I'm going to not say names.
No names.
They know who they are out there, which may come on the show. Hopefully. They've been invited. Her. Ooh, I said it was a her. Okay, I'm not
You're
supposed
already to, giving it away.
I'm assuming genders. Okay. This individual with hair. Well, we're bringing her. Damn it, I did it again.
We just crossed all the bald guys out of the.
Oh my God. I just fucked up. Anyways, long story short, they've been invited to the show to help promote an upcoming event. They reached out to us because we are very talented.
Yes.
And that's what you heard, the two promotions of us promoting WWE NXT. It's coming live September the 8th at 7:30 p.m. in the St. Catharines Meridian Center.
NXT Live.
Superkick. Oh my God, please never do that again. Because, I mean, honestly, I just feel like putting a cucumber in your mouth right there.
We locked eyes again. That wasn't good.
He still sings Superkick. That's really talented, actually.
No, but it's pretty cool. We get to help out with
local
NXT Live, St. Catharines Meridian Center, September 8th. Gonna be a good time.
We're going.
We are
attending. We're just figuring out on the level of attendance.
Yes.
We're just trying to determine how we're gonna pull this off. So we're excited because Ontario's very own, the glorious one of my favorite wrestlers, Bobby Roode, will be there. Now, there is going to be a contest, so you're going to want to make sure you are following us on Facebook. That is the biggest thing. So Facebook.com/DroidsCanada. In the next few weeks, we will release a contest. If you like, comment, and share. So we want you to tag someone in this, because obviously we want popularity, and share it to your Facebook publicly, please. Then I'll put you in a running to possibly win a pair of tickets to NXT for free.
That's right. And
for
this
free.
Will be a simple contest.
For free.
Comment, like, share. Comment,
for
like,
free.
Share.
Yeah.
Enter. Comment, like,
We're
share.
We're not going to make
Enter.
This difficult.
Comment, like, share.
Because, you know, because originally the concept idea was, let's, you know, send your cool, like, you know, fighting face. And I was like, no.
Let's make this simple. Let's make it simple.
So we really need your help in the promotion.
Do we have a limit on how many comment, like, shares someone can have?
I haven't really thought about that.
I say no limits.
I say do it as many times as you want. I would say at least once a day. I think that'd be kind of fair if you do it
once a day.
I think once a day is fair.
That's fair.
It's going to be a pain in the ass for me to figure out, but I think you do it once a day. If you want to be like and share and say tag Dan, and tomorrow like and share and tag Todd, and like and share and tag AJ, like and share and tag Donald Trump. Don't. Whoa. Too real?
He should be
wanting to go. He'd go.
I know.
You know, it's funny. I totally forgot about this. He made a Game of Thrones reference today during his speech.
He did. Did he say Dracarys?
No.
And then he made the whole part where
something about the... Oh, someone, I want to see. I'll tell you, but not to get too far off topic. Someone actually posted on their Facebook, and he told me when he came to work, which is funny. Did he take it down?
Scrolling.
Did Trump basically just tell North Korea that we will take what is ours with fire and blood, or am I misreading this? And then I posted, they will bend the knee, or I will destroy them. Oh, Donald Trump. Just when I was like, man, I got nothing. And he's like, no.
King Jong-un.
Bend the knee. So anyways, back to NXT. You also have WWE NXT champion Asuka. Or Asuka?
Asuka.
It's Asuka. There's already someone Asuka,
isn't there?
I don't know. And there's also the root of all evil.
Aleister Black. Yes.
And possibly Drew McIntyre is going to be there, too. Possibly. That one's not 100% confirmed.
No, but NXT Live, that's... So when you have your different levels and stages of wrestling, you have your WWE Monday Night Raw, and then your WWE SmackDown Live. You have all of those, and those are your mainstream... watch it every week style professional wrestling. Then you have NXT, which has more of the indie feel. It's a lot more crazy. It's a lot more excitement. It is excitement personified.
Excitement.
You know, in professional wrestling, there's a big kick right now with the whole independent scene, which is really, really collecting a lot of steam, a lot more so, I would say, than the whole main.
The beauty part is, and this is what I was telling the person who reached out to us, why NXT is different. She is not a wrestling fan. So explaining the difference between WWE Raw and WWE SmackDown and NXT is that NXT drives in that indie feeling in that the show is more intimate and that you feel more a part of the show. So why not go to an NXT show? Tickets as low as $28. $28. Now, if you haven't been to Meridian Center, there is, and I'm not saying this to get tickets sold, I'm being honest, there is not a bad seat at all.
Modern arenas make every view a good view, and there is no more modern of an arena than the Meridian Center in downtown St. Catharines.
Dude, the fucking nosebleeds, air quotes, is really the top part of the 100.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, if you've been to a local arena, that's really good. And being as which that the arena is, it's a fair size. I mean, I'm kind of shocked that people are not losing their mind over NXT right now.
Well, it's also something that's awesome for the Niagara region, where it's going to be bringing, like people in Niagara kick ass. We are fucking awesome. We need to have more big events like this. And for a good showing on an event like this, you never know what's going to happen. You know, if there's a sold out, let's say there's a sold out building with that. Oh, let's bring this. Let's bring a taping. Let's bring this. Let's bring more concerts, because Niagara has a base that can do it. So what we want to do is get people out there, get people interested, get people talking about it, get a, you know, fucking NXT. Like, it's going to be
NXT.
A good time.
NXT.
And you haven't seen anything until you've been involved with an actual live chant at a wrestling
event. Oh, I'm sorry. You did not go to the indie show earlier this month.
I was working.
Well, let me tell you. Me and the Mountain Man, well, he just was his first show. We frequent a local brand called Alpha One Wrestling with my buddy, who is our Friday show, Matt Berry. Oh, Terry. Or Scary. I don't know. We kind of picked on the show. You know what? Let me tell you one thing about Matt. Really great ring announcer. The guy really puts on a good show. And it's, the best part is about Matt when he works these shows, he is stone cold fucking serious. Like, there was a part, not this show, the previous show, this guy took a nasty bump and everyone was freaking out thinking it was a legit injury. I look over Matt, stone cold. Fucking, you couldn't tell if he gave a fuck. And I'm just like, that's why I'm looking at Matt. I'm like, I can't tell if this is a work. I can't tell if this is a work. He is stone cold. I don't know if this is a work. But he is the ring announcer for Alpha One Wrestling with one of AJ's ultimate favorite wrestlers of all time, Oligo, Ethan Page. This show, though, we did know, but indie wrestling superstar ACH was there. He's the one who did the Steve Austin bit I showed you a long time ago. He was there. We had no idea he was going to be there. It was a really good show. Space Monkey was there. Space Monkey was great. But the American Nightmare himself, Cody Rhodes, came back. And that's why I keep saying, you can go to Raw, you can go to SmackDown, but an indie show, the atmosphere is so much different.
And which is like what NXT brings.
Yeah.
They bring a more mainstream style, indie feeling show.
So you would be... I'm trying to think of a good word to say. I don't want to say a negative word. It would be a poor decision to skip NXT in St. Catharines, especially, well, if you're local. I'm telling you, if I was in Toronto and I know I can go to St. Catharines for $28 to watch a solid NXT show, I'd be on that fucking GO train. I would be here. So make sure you go to our website at droidscanada.com. Right on the main page, you can't miss it. You'll see the glorious Bobby Roode.
No, and also...
Click on it. What?
We forgot to say where we can find us.
Holy shit. Did we really forget that?
You know what? It's Bizarro World. We're going to do that at the very end of the podcast.
We'll do it at the very end. You know what? Oh, I'll pull up the business card because it's not on the... Hold on, Dan.
All right.
New business cards. Yay.
The new business cards look pretty great. We'll be passing them out at Fan
Expo. Oh, that is the next show. It's Fan Expo.
Fan Expo.
So I'm telling you right now who we're meeting.
Who we're meeting?
Definitely Stephen Amell.
Stephen Amell.
I've already tweeted him.
Oh, yes?
He hasn't responded.
Oh.
I think he's still pissed. It's been 2 years, Steve. Steven, listen. It's been 2 years.
2 years!
TMNT sucked.
It,
We gotta move on, buddy.
That was pre-Dan. Mm-hmm. That was a year before me.
You weren't there to do damage control.
No.
Anyways, Nathan Fillion.
Yes, I am the damage control guy. That's what I do.
You haven't decided who you're picking up. Are you picking up Stephen Amell?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I haven't decided yet.
How about
I still
Meatloaf?
Have to see.
Meatloaf.
No, I'd rather fucking Biff.
Biff. I was going to say Biff.
Fucking Biff.
Fucking Biff. Bruce Campbell's going to be there.
Okay, was Biff? I believe Biff was in Return of the Living Dead.
I honestly don't know.
I think he was.
I don't know.
I think he was the main
punk maybe. Rock he could have been. Could have been. Well, I mean, I'm not going to discount it.
Internet movie database and then that shit.
AJ is still hardcore about meeting Felicia Day. I mean, she's sweet. She's cute. She's hot. She's a redhead. My kryptonite. But,
You know, they announced Laurie from Walking Dead, eh?
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying from whatever, from many, many people in on the wall of fame or shame, whatever you want to call it. I've met a lot of people from The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. and I've been told by multiple people to steer clear. Apparently she's just not friendly. I don't know if that's true. I've never had met her, but we'll find out.
Because we passed Andrea from Walking Dead.
You said Lori. Oh, shit. Yeah. Corey Lori. I totally forgot about Lori. Lori,
yes.
I don't know. She was great in Prison Break, but I just didn't care for her in Walking Dead. She banged Rick, and then she banged Shane, and then
the
she
greatest
banged
character
Rick.
Ever.
Whatever.
Fuck no. Nah. The show would be at the next level if Shane was still on it.
Oh God, of course, because you kind of look like Shane.
Shane
right?
Finn.
But I think that's it for me. You got anything, Dan?
No.
All right, well, make sure you find our award-nominated podcast. Like I put that on the card.
Yes.
We're on such networks such as Tangent Bound, Laughable, EMC. We are also on Point of Interest Podcast. I said Tangent Bound, yes. We're also going to be found at iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, SoundCloud, and, of course, Stitcher Radio. See, I did the reverb without doing the reverb.
And Laughable.
I did say Laughable.
No, you did.
No? Oh. I always forget Laughable.
Yeah.
What a laugh.
Anyways. Everyone's got the kryptonite.
And of course, main page, droidscanada.com. You'll see us right at the top. And that's it, Dan. So you go ahead and close this guy up.
All right. Bye-bye.
His eardrums were scientifically altered for world peace. His ears are more finely tuned than yours or mine. He can listen to a podcast from a mile away. He is the most dedicated podcast fan in the world. I do not always listen to podcasts, but when I do, I prefer the Tangent Bound Network. Keep listening, my friends.